How many of you have a hard time remembering things? Do you? Are you like me? Sometimes you say you better write it down or you'll forget it. You know, they say the biggest lie is, no, I won't. I don't need to write it down. I remember it. That's the biggest lie. I don't know about that, but I know this. Have you ever seen somebody and they call your name and you, for the life of you, can't recall their name? Has that ever happened to you? It happens a lot to me. I'll go to different churches and I see people just a brief moment. They'll call my name and I'll say, glad to see you. But, you know, sometimes we get forgetful-minded. But I want to preach today what little bit of time I've got left. Remember not to forget where your blessings come from. Remember to not forget where your blessings come from. Yes, our blessings come from God, and God has certainly been good to us. Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8. Deuteronomy, chapter 8. Here we're going to look today, following up on the theme, Set Free, Debt Free Sunday, Deuteronomy chapter 8. I was praying and the Lord led me to this passage of Scripture. I'm going to invite you to stand as we read the wonderful Word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 8, here's where we're going in the message. Don't forget where your blessings come from. Don't forget where your blessings come from. You find Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and then you'll find the book of Deuteronomy. Look at, please, chapter 8. Here is what we call the second law. Moses is getting the children of Israel ready to go in to conquer their Canaan land. You're well aware of the fact the older generation passed away because of unbelief, because they were at a strategic place, namely the place called Kadesh Barnea. However, they did not trust God, and consequently, they wandered for how long? 40 years in the wilderness. Now, it's a very pivotal point in the life of the children of Israel, namely the Hebrew people. They're getting ready to enter their promised land. Look up here just a moment. Look up here just a moment. Are you ready for your promised land? Are you ready to go in and possess your possession? How many believe that God in 2017 has much more for you and much more for me? I want to tell you today, God's got much more for you and me today as we'll trust Him in 2017. So in the background of what we're talking about, I want to begin reading in verse 1 of Deuteronomy chapter 8. If you're there, say amen. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember, underline that word, circle that word, thou shalt remember, verse 2, all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, to prove thee, and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither thy fathers know, that he might know, make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. And thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, that is the clothing, neither thy foot swell these 40 years. Again, they had wandered for 40 years. Look at verse 7. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land. I like this part. A land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates. A land of oil, olive, and honey. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, and out of the hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt, what's the next word? Bless, underline that. You shall bless the Lord thy God for the good of the land that he hath given thee. Verse 11, beware that thou, what? Forget not, say it with me, forget not. Hey, look at me. Don't forget the blessings of God. Don't forget where the blessings come from. Don't forget to bless the blesser. And the church said, God help us. In verse 11, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day, lest thou when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built, look at this, goodly houses. How many got a house you thankful for? Let me see your hand. Oh, God's saying I'm going to give you some land and some houses. Look again at verse number 12. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and the flocks multiply and thy silver and the gold is multiplied and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up and thou forget. Don't forget God. Remember where your blessings come from. And thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions, and drought, where there was no water, and who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do thee good at the latter end. I want you to pay attention to verse 17. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of my hand hath gotten me this wealth. Hey, look at me. It's not what you've done. It's what God's done. It's the blessings of God on you. And if you rob God of glory, God is going to dishonor him. We got to give glory where it's due. Now, I know you worked hard, but guess who gave you the ability to work hard? I know you've put up money and been wise in your finances, but guess who gave you the wisdom to do that? God gave it to you. Now, look at verse 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Isn't that a great verse? That he may establish his covenant where he sware unto his fathers, and it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. And verse 20, as the nations, underline the word nations, God help us in America, as the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall you perish, said Moses to the children of Israel, because you will not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. This is the word of God. May God bless the reading of his word to our heart. Father, thank you for this special, wonderful, extraordinary day and blessing, Lord, to come to this pivotal point, this high time, this mountain peak in the life and ministry of your church, New Rocky Creek. And we just say, hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for the faithfulness of your people and for the goodness of your hand upon your people and upon your church. And we ask, and dear God, look for the blessings of heaven continuing upon your church and continuing upon your people and upon our families, oh God. We ask and pray and believe and trust and need, dear Lord, your guidance, your wisdom, your blessings, your provisions, dear Lord, to continue to march forward, to continue to be faithful as we look back and we look in and we look out and see your will is being done, and it will be done until one day we see you in glory, and it'll be worth it all when we bow and worship and praise you. Help us to do it now. We love you. I ask for cleansing and fresh oil, and give us ears to hear and hearts to obey, and bless the folks that have gathered together today by your spirit and by your power, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. You may be seated. Here's where we're going in the message today. Here's where we're going in the message today. Here's where we're going in the message. And it's this. There are three places I want you to travel with me that you don't forget where your blessings come from. Remember where your blessings come from. Look at your neighbor and say, remember where your blessings come from. Remember where your blessings come from. Don't forget where your blessings come from. They come from God. God's been good to us. God has blessed us beyond measure. Number one, I want to encourage you, will you remember and see where God has brought you from? That is, will you remember where you used to be? That is, remember and see where you've been. That's what I want to say. Remember where you've been. I find that through verses 2 and verse 6. And then secondly, remember and look and see where you are now. Right now. That's found in verse 18. And then thirdly and finally, and perhaps most importantly, not only remember and see where you've been, and not only remember and see where you're at, but remember and see where you're going. How many believe are going somewhere else besides where you've been? Amen. God's got somewhere for you to go. Number one, remember and look and see where you've been. Look what he said about this people of God. Verse 2, and thou shalt remember all the way the Lord thy God led thee in these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. Verse 14, look at it. Verse 14 of chapter 8. Then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Remember where God has brought you from. Remember where you used to be. And remember where, from where you came. And I say, even in the church, New Rocky Creek Baptist Church, 2017, 142 years, working on 143 years, as we've already seen, look where we've been. Don't forget where you've been. Don't forget where you've been. I can see Moses right now gathering the people of God and saying, hey, don't forget where you've been. Don't forget what God has done for you. I can hear him now as he says, hey, 40 years you wandered in the wilderness, and God gave you manna from heaven to fill your belly up with food. How many know that God has given us food to eat today? And then Moses said, don't forget where you've been. In fact, your shoes didn't wear out. Hey, I'd love to have a pair of shoes that didn't wear out in 40 years. Somebody say amen. My shoes wear out every 6 months or so. God said, I give you some shoes and they won't even wear out. I gave you food to put in your belly. I gave you a place to go. And God said, not only that, but the Lord said, I've been with you. I provided for you water. You were thirsty. Hey, look at me. Don't think you're a self-made man. Don't think you made it here by yourself. It's been God's blessing. It's been God's goodness. It's been the favor of God that's brought you and me where we're at today, and I think he wants to get glory. Oh, wake up, child of God. Hey, wake up. Stir those slumbering chords again. We need to acknowledge the blessings of God. Oh, yes, we do, because we think we did it. Oh, no, you didn't do it. The Lord has been good to us. Oh, yes, he has. Think about when you were a baby. How many remember when you were a baby? Let me see your hand. It wasn't too long ago. But how many remember when you was a little child? God preserved you. Anything could have happened to you when you was a little child. You could have been snuffed out of this old world. Can I get somebody to say amen? It was the goodness of God. It was the blessings of God. It was God's preservation that kept us as a child. And how many remember when you were a teenager? Watch this. And you made some not wise decisions when you was a teenager. Can anybody relate to what I'm saying? And yet God, no, don't look at me like you're some pious Pharisee. You made some bad decisions like I made some bad decisions in my lifetime. Can I get somebody to say amen? Oh, you know what I'm talking about. And God said, don't remember where you've been. Don't forget, remember where you've been. You made some bad decisions when you were a young adult. How many remember? When you were a young adult, you got married. You had family. You had children. Oh, yes, and God preserved you. And God blessed you. And God gave you children. And God gave you grandchildren. Remember the blessings of God. Oh, remember where you've been. How many are now in the middle age of your life? Somebody said, middle-aged men, and when you stop growing this way and you start growing this way, can I get a witness in the house? Somebody said, older men look backwards, younger men look forward, and middle-aged men look terrible. I don't know about that, but I know this. Remember where you've been. Oh, yes, remember where you've been. How many remember that when it was God Almighty, look at me, when God Almighty healed your body? You remember, can I get anybody here say, God healed my body? It was God that brought me off my bed of affliction. It was God that breathed life in me. Remember the blessings of God. Remember when God gave you breath to get you up and get you out again. Remember the healings of God. I'm looking around, and Debbie Mason's not here, but I remember a time we were at Emory Hospital. I don't see Debbie, at least at the moment. We were at Emory Hospital. She'd been diagnosed with a brain tumor. Charles can testify. Kenneth can testify. A brain tumor. We were at Emory Hospital, and I'll never forget.
forget going down with her as they were going to do a biopsy of the brain tumor. We would pray and believe in God and crying out to God for God's will to be done. And they put the halo on her head. I went upstairs with the family as we were waiting at Emory Hospital, Atlanta, Georgia. Never forget it. When that doctor came in the room, it was probably 30 minutes or so afterwards. The doctor came in the room. He had a smile on his face. He said, "You aren't going to believe it," or something along this line. He said, "We went down into the head area, and guess what we found?" We said, "What?" He said, "Nothing." He said, I'm not talking about she didn't have a brain. Somebody say amen. I'm talking about this. I'm talking about she didn't have any cancer. There was no tumor there. That's right. I was there. I heard the doctors. Hey, remember when God has healed your body? Remember, I don't know about you, but I can remember when Jesus saved my lost soul. I remember when my sins were forgiven in 1982. I remember lost and undone, mixed up, messed up. My life was in shambles. Don't look at me like your life's always been under control. You know your life has been in shambles too. And yet God put by His amazing grace and His wonderful love and His precious blood and the power of His Holy Spirit, He put something back together in my life, Brother Buck, and I hadn't been the same since. It was in 1982. Remember where you've come from. Remember what you used to be. Have you been saved today? Do you know the Lord Jesus in a personal way? Remember that God brought you out of darkness and brought you in His marvelous light. Remember the Lord smiled on you. Remember God had mercy on you. And the Lord Jesus stepped in your life and the devil stepped out. I say we ought to praise God for that. If you're not saved today, you don't have anything to praise God. No wonder you're not shouting. No wonder you're not praising God. No wonder you're not lifting up your hands. No wonder you're not happy in the Lord. You don't think you got anything to praise God for, but I got news for you. Every one of us here in the house of God have got something to praise God for. Every one of us do. The Bible says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Do you remember when you needed that provision? Do you remember when you were in a crisis and you were asking God to provide for you as Jehovah Jireh? Do you remember when unexpectedly you got that check in the mail? You got that friend that gave you a love offering. Can you remember how the Lord has brought your needs? He hadn't met all of our wants, but I want to tell you, He's met every need that I got. He's been a good God. He's been Jehovah Jireh. The Lord knows our needs. And I just want to go on record today to say, my God's been good to me. He's been good to me. He's been good to me. If it hadn't been good to you, don't say anything. Just don't lift your hands if you've done it all yourself. But oh, wait a minute. God's been good to me. He's been good to you. He's been good to us in providing our needs. Can I get somebody to say God's been good to me? He's answered prayer in my life. Oh, yes, He has. Can I give a testimony? Even this week and the last couple of weeks. Hey, I've been praying about something for about 10 years. 10 years, beloved, and now all of a sudden, the Lord, by His marvelous grace and by His mighty omnipotent hand, He's beginning to stretch forth His hand, and the answer to the prayers are beginning to come to fruition. And I just want to say, Lord, thank You for Your blessings. Thank You for answering prayer. If you're not praying, no wonder God's not answering your prayer. But if you're crying out to God, believe in God that His will will be done and that He'll get glory for it. I want to tell you, when He answers prayer, He wants His people to give Him glory. Yes, He does. Are you doing it? Why aren't you doing it? We can sing about it. We can talk about it. We ought to do it. We're at church today. Amen. Pinch your neighbor and say, neighbor, we're in church. That's where we ought to be praising God. That's where we ought to be worshiping the Lord. That's where we ought to let loose and say, God's been good to me. Oh, yes, He has. Answered prayer. Answered prayer. We can look back and remember where you've been. Marie White is in the swing bed down in Monticello. I saw her this week. She, if you've ever talked with her, you know she's a precious Christian lady, a sweet lady. She was reminiscing this week as I was visiting with her on Thursday. Here's what she said. She said, Brother Randy, she's almost 93 years old. Is there anybody in the house of God today 93? Nope, I don't think so. 93 years old. And you know what she said? She said, Brother Randy, I can look back on my life and see that God's been good to me. Let me remind you, Marie White has buried 4 children. Not 1, not 2, not 3, but 4. 4 children, and at different times, a husband, and she was a caregiver for another, and she stood at his bedside, and we had the privilege of preaching his homegoing as well. That was Steve. But here's a lady down in the sunny side of her life, in the golden years of her life. She's looking back and see where she's been. Can you look back today and say, God, you've been good to me. Brother Gary, you provided for me. I was in Vietnam, but God, you brought in the necessary resources to help me from this day forward. Oh, thank God. God says, I'm not going to leave you now. I'm not going to forsake you now. I'm going to be with you. Whatever challenges you got, whatever problems you got, whatever burdens you got, whatever enemy that you're facing, God said, I'm going to give you a good land. I'm going to bless you with pomegranates and vines, and I'm going to give you figs that you didn't plant. God says to his people, he's going to see us through. Oh, listen, look where you've been. But then secondly, I want to say where you're at. Not only look where you've been, but look where you're at. Check this out. In 1983, this is the pictures we have of 1983. The Lord called me about 7 years after these pictures were done, and many of you that were here can say, oh, the good hand of God was upon the church, and the vision has already been alluded by Brother Kenneth of James Cornelius Heron, and donated $1,500 in 1874. Oh, what a man of vision. And you know what, beloved, I know there's some churches that got people that got $100,000 and got millions of dollars, but it seemed like God has used the church here and just us all giving, and like the widow's mite, and seeing God get the glory. Oh, but if you got $1,000,000, you can give it. Somebody say amen. Did you hear about the man that his wife found out he had won $1,000,000 sweepstake, and she was scared he'd have a heart attack if she told him he won $1,000,000. She called the pastor and said, Pastor, will you come? I'm afraid my husband will have a heart attack if he knows he won $1,000,000. Will you break the news to him? He said, I'll be glad to. He went over to the man's house. He said, sir, did you know? He said, let me ask you a question, sir. He said, if you won $1,000,000, what would you do with it? The man said, I'd give $500,000 to my church, to where the church where you're at, Pastor. The pastor had a heart attack and died. Hey, look where you've been. Look where you're at. Where you're at now. Are you spinning your wheels now? Are you making progress now? Are you in a bog hole now? Does God need to sing the record service from heaven and get you out of the mud? I'm telling you, God's got some great things for us. Look where we've been, but look where we're at. I remember the groundbreaking ceremony, Brother Julius, Brother Kenneth, several of our men, Brother Gary, had gone on to be with the Lord, Brother Dupree, Brother Bill, oh yes, several of our men, and old Brother Fred back there with that gangster hat looking, oh, we had groundbreaking. I'll never forget that. After one of our services, God's been good. God's been good. I'm going to remember not only the groundbreaking, but the ground taken. That's what we're going to do as soon as the weather starts to break. We're not only going to ground break, thank God, we're going to ground take. That is, we're going to say, God, every place thy foot shall tread, I've given unto thee. That's what Joshua old said. How many believe that if God be for us, who can be against us? I want to tell you, my brother, God will fight the battles for you. Sister, God will lift up the heavy load. You're carrying a load today, but you don't need to carry it, because the Lord said, cast thy burden upon the Lord. He shall sustain thee. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Where have you been? Oh, will you look back and see where you're at? Look not only back, but look in and see where you're at right now. How many remember working on the church for a solid year and a half? Let me see your hand. those of you that came and saw this vision through and stuck with it and were faithful to God. Oh, listen, many bailed out. Some said, I don't know about all this, Pastor. We don't know if we can handle this. But God gave a nucleus of men and women who believe God. It doesn't take much for God's work to go forward. It's not the majority of masses. It just takes one or two or three or four to believe God. What's God wanting to do in your life today? Will you rise up and say, hallelujah, God, you've got greater things in the future. Oh, yes, greater things shall he do in these, because I go to the Father, said the Lord Jesus. And here's the progression, as already been mentioned, 2009. In between a building, the multi-purpose building, our men working and laboring, and then 2009, June. Oh, we had the privilege of laboring and building together, and God sent in teams, by the way, from other churches. They saw the vision. Thank God for Brother Joel Brown and others, Kathy's dad, that saw the vision. And they came from Zion Baptist Church. And they came from Gateway Baptist Church. And they came from Heritage Hills Baptist Church. Don't forget Clarence Hall, Brother Ralph. Clarence, dear God, bless him, dear Lord. He's with the Lord in heaven. But he blazed a trail. He came. And, brother, he was a mover and a shaker. And he got us where we're at today, to the glory of God. Don't forget where you've been. Don't forget where you're at. Notice what Moses said. I want you to look at verse 18. I've got to hurry. Look at verse 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. It is he that giveth power to give wealth. Look back at verse 17. Thou shalt say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember, verse 18, the Lord thy God, for it is he that give power to give wealth. Let's say that together. It is he that give power to give wealth. Say it again. I can't hear you. Say it again. It is he. It's God's blessings. You can whine if you want to and live on the mullet grubs all you want to and show your little pity party. Oh, poor little me. Or you can rise up and say, thank God. God's got a plan. God's got a purpose. I want to be in the will of God. I want to be full of the Holy Ghost of God. In fact, when the children of Israel were going where they were going, you know where they were going? They had already crossed the Red Sea. Now they're going into Canaan land. It's a picture of the Spirit-filled life. They're not going back to Egypt anymore. They're not going to eat the leeks and garlics and the onions anymore. They're pressing on to victory. Hey, Christian, are you pressing on to victory? Look. Jesus said, ho, if any man thirst, let him come and drink. He that believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Can I tell you where you're at right now? Where you're at right now? Can I tell you where you're at right now? Here's the 5 acres of land, as we've already heard. Here's the challenge. Here's the pledge run. Here is just a few months ago. God, it was about a year or so ago. And God had us send out a challenge. And the Lord's people met the challenge. Hallelujah. To God be glory. By the way, those of you that are visiting this morning, I know what some people say. I'm not saying you do, but some people say, all you preachers and churches talk about money. Look at me. God don't need your money. He don't need my money. He can do it without it. He calls us to be good stewards of what he's given us. And thus we learn to trust the Lord not only for our eternal salvation, but the resources he's given today. And then he said, prove me now. Hear what said the Lord of hosts. I'll open up the winds of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You know, the only people that I've noticed that have had problems when you start talking about money at church are the ones who aren't giving anything. Wow, that hurt. That hit a nerve. Hey, look, but it don't matter. God can do it with you or without you. He can do it with me or without me. He doesn't require to have you or me. We are unprofitable servants doing our duty. Don't forget, it's the goodness of God. It's the blessings of God. Can I tell y'all something happened to me this week? I just want to be quick about this, and I'll move on to number. Look back and see where you've been. Look in and see where you're at. I've asked you to pray about this new Rocky Creek Baptist Church radio ministry. How many have been praying? One, two, three. Come on. Can I get others to pray? Will y'all pray about this? How many say, Pastor, I'll pray with you about it? Come on, man. We need some prayer warriors. Will you pray about it? Why not? I'm asking you to pray for me, all right? We need the prayers of God's people. For some reason or another, We couldn't go forward. For some reason or another, there was one step forward, two steps back. How many know what I'm talking about? When God gives you a vision, write the vision, make it plain that they that read it may run with it. Though it tarry, it will surely come to pass. Where there's no vision, the people perish. And you see, I couldn't get a breakthrough. We took one step forward, two steps back, and then all of a sudden, this week. This is not, we're talking about launching something we've never done before. I don't understand. I don't know what all God wants to do. I'm just praying, seeking God. This week, I got a text message from Brother Walter Rabin. Yesterday, Brother Walter went to Mike Chadwell's house in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Brother Walter gave me a contact person who is very knowledgeable and's got some experience when it comes to stuff like this. And I just felt a breakthrough come. I believe the Lord has answered prayer this week, and I'm looking forward to getting the gospel, the word of God, outside the four walls of the church, and lives to be saved and lives to be changed. To God be the glory. Oh yes, I'm telling you, been praying about it 5 long months. Not just every once in a while. 5 long, what have you been praying about? 5 long months. God, your will, your timing, your power, your glory. God, I don't want to get ahead of you. I don't want to get behind you. I want to be in step with you, in tune with you, in touch with you. Are you praying about God's will right now in your life? Hey, God works on His timetable, and it seems like we're moving forward in this matter until that day ministries. Where are you at right now? Number 3, remember God. Remember where your blessings come from. Look back and see where you've been. Look in and see where you're at. Number 3, look out and see where you're going. Look out and see where you're going. I want you to zero in on one verse and I'll be done. Verse 7. Look at verse 7. The Lord thy God bringeth thee to a good land, a land of brooks of water and fountains and depths that spring out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees. God's saying to Moses, God's saying, I'm not going to leave you now. I'm not going to forsake you now. And the Lord has let us reach this milestone today. We celebrate set free, debt free Sunday. Oh, look at this. This is what we're looking for. Isn't this what we're looking for? Yeah, this is what we're looking for. What is it? It is a architectural drawing that God let us even to get those of the early stages of God's vision to get a master plan. Why? Because it was the will of God. Even though it was a price to pay up front, it has been a worthy price to pay to give us a road map to know where we're going from here to here to here. And if you'll notice, here's the multi-purpose building where we're at now presently. Today we celebrate paying off that debt. Hallelujah. And the chest of Joash, we had that in addition to what we've already heard. But somewhere in the near future, we're asking God for His timing, for His glory, that lives will be changed, hearts will be moved, and people will be discipled. That's the main thing. That's what God wants to do. So, where are you at? Where you been? Now, where you going? I want to close on this. How many heard the inauguration speech of President Trump? Let me see your hand. You know what President Trump said? Basically, he said, here's where we're going. Isn't that what he said? He said, we've been here, but here's where we're going. How many believe we need to pray for our new president? Desperately. Desperately. He'll give God glory. I was glad to see he did use a verse of scripture, and I was glad to hear that he did mention God's name a couple of times, and he did say, God bless America. Hallelujah. We want the blessings of God on this nation. Somebody say amen. And Trump was saying, this is where we're going. This is where we're going. I came today to tell you, let the record be known. God said, you can trust Him because He said, this is where He's going, and I want to join Him. He said, I'm going to lead you on. He said, you can trust my promises. He said, do you know that you're going to heaven? There's a place for the redeemed of God. That's the best is yet to come. But before we get there, I'm asking God to lead us on. I'm asking God to bring glory to Himself. I'm asking God to fight the battles for us. I'm asking God to tear down the strongholds of the enemy. I'm asking God to release His power. power. I'm asking God for a Holy Ghost revival. I'm asking God that we might see His glory. I'm asking God that He'll do extraordinary things in my life and in the church life, because when all said and done, it's all about Him, and He deserves glory and 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 glory. And the people of God said, stand to your feet.